you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A rolling wave of threats continues for a group of Twin Cities school districts. New reports indicate U of M's men's hockey coach Bob Motzko is being fired, and Minnesota lawmakers will once again roll the dice on sports betting. But first, two people are dead and a man is in custody after an overnight shooting in the Northeast Metro.
Police were called to a home just before 1 this morning in Lexington, Minnesota, about 20 miles northeast of Minneapolis. When they arrived, they found a woman who was deceased and a juvenile male who was gravely injured. He was taken to the hospital and later died, according to the Anoka County Sheriff's Office. A K-9 was brought in and tracked down a suspect who was arrested and hospitalized with undisclosed injuries. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
One day after Rosemount, Apple Valley, and Egan schools were closed due to a threat, South St. Paul schools transitioned to e-learning this morning due to safety precautions following a new threat overnight. However, Police Chief Brian Wickey spoke with Adam and Jordana this morning and said a person is now in custody.
The suspect's a 29-year-old male from St. Paul. We were able to make contact with him this morning and get him to voluntarily surrender to our investigators here at the South St. Paul Police Department.
Wickey said he believes there's a connection between the suspect and the building this person was targeting, but was not able to go into further detail. Dozens of agricultural leaders gathered at the state capitol for Women in Ag Day. Extension educators, labor leaders, and first-generation vegetable growers met with legislators to highlight the need for increased financial grants and technical education to help new operations scale up. Event organizer Suzanne Henricks.
In the last 20 years in Minnesota, we've noticed a shift where there are women who are being the face of their farm. They're maybe making the decisions for their farm. They're maybe choosing production decisions or marketing decisions, in fact, in different ways, instead of being maybe a support, a leader.
She says the event marks a starting point for potential policy discussions regarding financial support and resource accessibility for rural women as the legislative session continues. A group at the Minnesota State Capitol is pushing for big tech companies to pay their fair share when it comes to digital ad sales and services. We Make Minnesota says the tech sector is largely exempt when it comes to paying state sales tax. Minnesota musician Sunshine Parker says he made just under $5 from his music streaming on Spotify last year.
Companies like Spotify are posting record profits, and those profits are built on artists' labor. These platforms benefit themselves, the giant record labels that have stake in streaming services, and the very few famous artists in the world. Meanwhile, the rest of us are working multiple jobs just to keep creating the music that fills their platforms.
The group says ending the sales tax exemption would add hundreds of millions of dollars to the overall state budget while decreasing the overall sales tax. Minnesota lawmakers will once again roll the dice on sports betting this legislative session. A proposal in the Senate mirrors past legislation allowing the 11 Minnesota tribes to partner with commercial sports betting operators. House Speaker Lisa Damith tells WCCO's Vanita Sokar on the morning news that there's a 50-50 chance of getting a deal done this year.
I don't know that it's really got, there's an appetite to really finishing that this year, but everything is on the table, so it would be foolish to say no.
Lawmakers want to crack down on unregulated gambling, including prediction markets. Minnesota has secured federal funding to replace the Blatnik Bridge between Duluth and Superior, Wisconsin. The project had already been awarded just over $1 billion in federal grant money more than 2 years ago, but the U.S. Department of Transportation hadn't filed the grant agreement amendment to release the funds for design and construction until this week. Both Minnesota and Wisconsin have committed $400 million each for the project, with preliminary construction expected to get underway later this year. It's projected to be the largest public works project in Minnesota history. A former president has settled a beef with a Timberwolves star before making a big announcement. Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Hold on 1 second.
Former President Obama excused himself from an interview setup.
Oh, you want some of this?
I seen what's going on with your jump shot.
I remember you telling me you're the truth.
Yeah.
To shoot some hoops with Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards.
So we're going to see right now.
Ray Charles can see this.
After testing out some other skills.
You play Connect Four too?
I don't.
Mr. Obama announced.
I am proud that we are going to be opening the Obama Presidential Center this summer to all visitors, even Anthony Edwards.
It'll be on the former president's home court, the south side of Chicago.
And by the way, out with knee inflammation for at least the next week. Still no confirmation from the University of Minnesota, but there are numerous reports circulating that men's hockey coach Bob Motzko is being fired after 8 years with the school. This comes one day after athletic director Mark Coyle dismissed women's hockey coach Brad Frost after 19 years at the helm. The men's team finished with a disappointing 11-22-3 record and failed to earn an NCAA tournament bid. Finally, disaster avoided. News today that the WNBA players and owners have agreed in principle on a new transformational contract that will increase the salary cap from $1.5 to $7 million, meaning some players will now earn more than $1 million per year. Former WCCO reporter and current Lynx broadcaster Sloan Martin spoke with Adam and Jordana this morning about why getting this deal done is so important for the league.
That is what everyone was thinking. We cannot fumble this right now at this point in the WNBA's history because there is too much at stake, there is too much interest, there is too much popularity that we cannot squander what has been built to get to this point.
She says everything appears to be on schedule, with the season set to start on May 8th. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.